Good afternoon, Diane speaking.
Good afternoon, Diane. My name is Vicky. I'm calling you back from customer support because there was a message to return your call.
Yes, yes. Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
I was wondering if you can help me. I'm trying to figure out why did your company take $49.97 out of my account?
Okay, I'd be more than happy to assist you with that, ma'am. May I have your zip code so I can locate that account, please?
The zip code is 10032.
Thank you. What's your last name?
Aponte.
Okay. Okay. Spell that for me, please.
A-P-O-N-T-E.
Thank you. Okay, there you go. And can you verify your shipping address for me, ma'am, for security purposes on your account?
I had it shipped to 485 Lexington Avenue, 14th floor, New York, New York, 10017.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is for the Wi-Fi booster. You paid you paid the shipping in the amount of $7.45 on the 3rd. The charge you see, Ms. Aponte, on the 7th of February is for something called the Factory Direct Store. That's a monthly charge because they enrolled you in this monthly membership where you receive a $125 gift card each month in exchange for that $49.99 to another online web store called the Best Consumers Gadgets Club.
Mm-mm. No, I'm not interested in that at all. I didn't sign up for that. I'm not interested in that, and I would appreciate it if your company would return my $49.97 and my $7 in my original shipping and handling, because I was under the impression that I didn't have to pay nothing for the
Wi-Fi booster.
But shipping and handling. That's the only thing I was aware that I had to pay for. I'm shocked that $49.97 was taken from my account. I never gave you guys permission to do that.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. This is a third-party call center, ma'am. We just provide the customer support.
Okay.
This particular vendor, Ms. Aponte, has a disclaimer on the website that states that they'll enroll you in this. They consider the Wi-Fi booster a welcoming gift. But once you pay that shipping and handling, that's where the disclaimer comes up, stating that they'll charge you a monthly fee. They should have sent a link to your email, ma'am.
They did not send me nothing except for confirmation of the $7.45, I believe I paid.
Yes,
for the
ma'am.
Shipping and handling. That was the only email I received.
And let me check and see here. Okay, I can get it canceled out for you.
I'd appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. It'd be my pleasure. Now, they offer a 35% refund to that $49.97, ma'am.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, hang on just a moment. The item actually shipped out. You still receive that. Hang on, let me see when this your. Okay, it's in transit now. It shipped out on February 22. So that was what?
That was Friday.
Okay, so you should get it one day this week.
Okay, and I'll send it right back.
Oh, they don't want it back, ma'am. That's yours to keep. Hang on for me just a moment, ma'am. Let me speak to a supervisor if you don't mind holding just a second for me, please.
No problem.
Thank you.
Steven, you know you didn't even have to hang out for as long as you did. You know you didn't even have to stay as long as you did because you didn't punch in.
Ms. Aponte, I just spoke with a supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
She says that because the product is already shipped out, I'm not able to give you the $7.45 refund for the shipping, but I can up the refund of that $49.97 from 35% to a full 50%.
I appreciate that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to share this with you, too. If I were you, I would, because even though you're getting a partial refund and the account is canceled, they still billed you the $49.97 because they sent you this gift card for the online web store called Best Consumers Gadgets Club, ma'am. Mm-hmm. What I would do is I would first check your email, see if you see that link that they sent you, so you could take advantage of that $125 gift card, because they did charge you for it. It is yours, regardless if you're getting a refund. And if not, I'm going to give you this email address so you can email them. They already have your email, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Tell them that in the email that you need them to resend you the voucher for your $125 gift card. Once they usually respond back in like 24 hours, but once they send you that link, all you have to do is tap that link and it'll take you to that website where you have accrued $125 worth of credit on that voucher, mm-hmm. and use it.
Mm-hmm.
They won't charge you anything else, ma'am, because mm-hmm. you pay for it.
Okay. I understand.
Okay. So let me give you your cancellation number.
Okay.
And I just refunded. Where'd your account go? Wait. All right. Let me see. I refunded $24.97, ma'am. Back to your Visa card ending 5147. Mm-hmm. You should have that back on your card in 3 to 5 business days. I canceled out that account. I have a cancellation number for you as well. Let me know when you're ready to write it down. And I sent you a cancellation confirmation email along with a refund confirmation email to diaponte0265@gmail.com. You should get those shortly. At least allow 24 to 48 hours if you don't get them right away, but usually Gmails come straight through.
Okay,
here's your cancellation number. It's going to be C as in cancel, 931-160. That's correct.
Okay.
Now, the email address for you to contact the people so they can send you the link to that gift card. Check your emails. It might even be in your spam and junk. Sometimes people don't like to open up those because they contain viruses. So I'm just going to give it to you, and you just email them at, okay, here, it's all lowercase. It's going to be the word support.
Okay.
Then the at symbol.
Okay.
Try, T-R-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Direct.
Mm-hmm.
Discount.
Discount. Okay.
Products. Plural. Products.com. Email them and tell them that you are requesting that they resend that link so you can get your gift card.
Okay.
And they should respond, like I said, normally it's between 24 and 48 hours. Usually they respond immediately.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But this will stop any further billing to your account. That account is canceled. But take advantage of that. They have some nice stuff on their website.
Okay. I'll take a look. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, ma'am. You have a good afternoon.
You
stay
too.
Safe, and thank you for calling customer support. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.